Good day and happy Labor Day to you. Mike Powers, KWIN News. The Dade County Water and Sewer Authority says they're investigating periodic reports of temporary water discoloration occurring in different areas of the county's water distribution system. According to the authority, water quality testing continues to meet regulatory requirements, and officials are monitoring conditions throughout the system as they investigate individual reports. They say the discoloration appears to be associated with naturally occurring mineral deposits like iron or manganese, which can occasionally become disturbed inside water mains. Officials are evaluating several possible contributing factors, including seasonal changes in water demand, changes in water temperature, and hydraulic conditions within the distribution system. The Water Authority is asking customers who experience discolored water to keep reporting the problem. Each report allows the authority to create a work order and document when and where discoloring is occurring, which can assist on the ongoing investigation. Customers can report that to the Dade County Water and Sewer Authority at 706-657-4341. An after-hours crew is also available for reports after 5 p.m. The Water Authority says it will continue monitoring water quality throughout the system and investigating reports as they come in. With it being Labor Day, today marks the final major boating day of the summer season. And the TWRA in Tennessee is reminding everyone headed to the water to put safety first. Today traditionally brings heavy boat traffic to Tennessee's lakes and rivers, and the Tennessee Wildlife Resource Agency game wardens will be on the water watching for boating under the influence, reckless operation, and other unsafe behavior. TWRA says there were no boating-related fatalities during either the Memorial Day or 4th of July holiday weekends this summer. So far this year, Tennessee has recorded 15 boating-related fatalities, compared with 17 at the same time last year. Boaters are reminded to wear life jackets, watch changing weather conditions, and maintain safe speeds. TWRA reminds boaters that BUI is treated just like DUI. Boating under the influence is illegal. The Dade County Sheriff's Department is partnering with Blood Assurance to host a community blood drive coming up tomorrow, giving area residents an opportunity to help patients in need across the region. The blood drive will be from 11 until 4 tomorrow at the Dade County Sheriff's Office, 75 Case Avenue in Trenton. Donations will be collected aboard the Blood Assurance mobile unit. Organizers are encouraging eligible residents to roll up their sleeves and donate, noting that a single donation can make a life-saving difference for patients who depend on a readily available blood supply. As an added thank you, donors who give between now and the 15th will receive a special September 11th 25th anniversary t-shirt while supplies last. The shirt commemorates the 25th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks back in 2001. Those planning to donate are encouraged to prepare beforehand by eating a good meal, drinking plenty of water, and avoiding energy drinks. Donors should also bring a valid ID with them. The Dade County Sheriff's Office and Blood Assurance encouraging community members to take part and help ensure blood is available when local and regional patients need it. Again, that blood drive will be tomorrow, 11 until 4, at the Dade County Sheriff's Office in Trenton. A Marion County nonprofit has helped reunite an Air Force serviceman with the military working dog he once served alongside. Caleb Brown and a Dutch Shepherd named Archer began working together in 2024 at an airbase in South Korea, where the pair conducted perimeter security and patrols. After Brown left Korea, Archer developed medical issues that prevented him from continuing his work. With no one in Korea able to adopt him, Project Canine Hero in Whitwell stepped in. Archer was brought to the nonprofit's 177-acre facility where Project Canine Hero is helping provide for his medical needs. A year and a half apart, Brown and Archer were recently reunited. Project Canine Hero will continue helping provide the care that Archer needs during his retirement. Stay up to date anytime by logging on at discoverdade.com or keeping it right here on 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, or AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. Have a great Labor Day, everybody. I'm Mike Powers.